Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, who is producing and engineering our show for us. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on the second day of June, a Tuesday afternoon, coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're also live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We always have our podcasts and all of our show archive. That's always available for you 24/7. We usually have the program up within an hour or so of its conclusion for its podcast at buckmastershow.com. So you can listen to our programs on your schedule anytime, anywhere, really, in the world. On today's show, we're going to talk about slow food. What does that mean? It's the slow food movement with award-winning chef Ryan Clark. About 20 minutes past the hour, our certified financial advisor Shelley Fishman will join us for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. We hear from Shelley and talk money every Tuesday at about 20 minutes past the hour. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, and he is now the creator of a website that's enormously popular called CredibleMeds.org. You type in the medication and you get a full listing of all the information about that medication. Then at 12:45 this weekend, there are elections down in Mexico. Our man in Mexico, Keith Rosenblum, joins us. So as usual, the Buckmaster Show has a very full hour. Our live line number is 790-2040. You can call in anytime during the hour with your question or comment. And we invite you also to be a friend of the program by going to the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. Well, the so-called slow food movement is spreading around the world, including here in Tucson. There's a big event coming up this Sunday at the Mercado San Agustin in downtown Tucson. It's the signature fundraising event for the Slow Food Southern Arizona chapter, which is chaired by Agustin Kitchen chef Ryan Clark. Ryan is a superstar of the chef and culinary business. The guy's only 30 years old. He already has a three-time Tucson Iron Chef Awards to his credit. He's a graduate of the New York Culinary, it's actually the Culinary Institute of America based in New York, and he's the author book that came out, I think, last year, Ryan, Modern Southwest Cooking. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And that book is doing pretty well, isn't it?
The book's doing great. You know, we see these surges when it's Mother's Day and Father's Day, when they want to do that barbecue, and of course the holidays, which is always great. But I got to stop you for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the exciting news of the week. How about yesterday's Hall of Fame announcement for you? Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm just so overwhelmed, Ryan. The response on the Facebook page has just blown me away.
I saw that. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable the amount of likes and the comments. The people took a few minutes out of their day to say some very nice things. So it's really amazing.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to you, your team. It's quite an honor. So great job.
Thank you very much. Hey, what is slow food?
So slow food is a movement started in Italy. And it's came through the U.S. So we have a lot of chapters in the U.S. We have four in Arizona. And what we do is we focus on good, clean, and fair food movements. So sustainability, practices like that that you can do in restaurants and at home.
Like what?
So think about your sourcing. You know, when you go out to purchase food, maybe for this evening, are you going to buy something local that helps support the community? Are you going to buy something that's good for you? You buy something organic that's made locally, so it has great nutrients in it. Are you going to buy something that's fair? Are you going to pay a good price to help support the farmers, to help support the community?
Has this movement grown a lot here?
It's been great. You know, it started in Tucson about 10 years ago, and I just took over as a chair in the last couple of years. But we've seen membership grow. We've seen interest grow. You know, there's more farmers markets in Tucson. There's more people that care about what they're putting into their bodies. And we're here to help support that in any way that we can.
This event on Sunday, you've got a lot of restaurants. A lot of them are, well, members of Tucson Originals. You got a great group of restaurants. That's 5:30 to 7:30. Everybody's invited to this?
Yeah, everyone's invited. I mean, we have a limited attendance that we can hold in the Mercado. And, you know, we're kind of outgrowing the space at this point because we try to keep restaurants, breweries, and wineries that will be at the event, ones that really support the sustainability. So 1055, for instance, who buys local grains from the Sonoran Desert to make their beer, they'll be there. Dos Cabezas Winery, who's sourcing all their grapes from southern Arizona, will be there. And restaurants like Gringo that we just added, Tucson's Iron Chef, who buys meat products from the U of A meat processing plant, and you know, other restaurants like Acacia, who buys local chickens and local produce. We try to keep it limited to that, so that, you know, the restaurants really showcase what they're doing locally to help you know, promote the slow food movement.
What would be a kind of a slow, take us through what you would consider to be kind of a slow food, maybe a kind of an iconic menu that you might present?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I can tell you what we're cooking.
Okay,
so
there you go.
our yeah. dish obviously is going to reflect that. Mm-hmm. Not only because our restaurant does that, but because I'm the chair of Slow Food. So our dish is going to promote sustainable seafoods. You know, people don't think of seafood in the Southwest.
Yeah.
But we're able to get great seafoods that are sustainably fished off the coast of California. So we're doing a ceviche. We're going to be using local vegetables and radishes from our farms here that we support. There'll be some bay scallops and shrimp in there. And we're actually making this into a snow cone. So we're topping the ceviche with shaved ice, and we're using Dragoon's seasonal summer beer, and we're going to do a shandy. So we're taking the summer beer with some syrup and pineapple juice, and that's going to be our syrup over the ice. So something completely different. We've never tried this before, but, you know, it's 110 degrees out, so I don't know who's going to say no to a snow cone.
And so wineries, too. We've got a great wine industry that's going on down in Sonoyta.
It's amazing. And what's cool about this event is, you know, the new vintages are starting to come out right now in the past couple of months. So when you come to this event, you're able to taste, you know, the brand new rosés from Arizona Stronghold and Dos Cabezas and Callahan wines. So, you know, we're really excited to have all those wines there featured and kind of taste what Tucson's all about right now. You know how wine is. It's always changing and evolving. Mm-hmm. So let's see what they're doing now.
Yeah, you mentioned seafood. I was lucky enough to spend a couple of weeks over in Hawaii, and I was sharing with you before the show. I think of the 12 or 14 nights we were away, I ate for the main meal fresh seafood for every I just loved it over there. But I could do the same thing pretty much here, couldn't I?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I was even expressing to you, we put our orders in at midnight the night before, and we have that order from the coast of California in our restaurant in about 14 hours.
Wow.
So it's being shipped directly overnight, gets to us about noon, and it's pretty amazing what they're doing nowadays.
Let's take a call on the Buckmaster Show live line. I think we've got Dan with us on the line. Dan, how are you?
Hi, good. Good to talk to you. I have some interest in a restaurant in Pittsburgh, and our attorney told us recently to be ready for the government in Washington to stop allowing us to buy foods from designated areas. In other words, when we buy meat and seafood, we'll not know what country it originates in.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
Ryan, have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about this, but, you know, it's certainly an issue where we source our products from and how they're labeled. I think it's something that the U.S. Doesn't do as well as other countries, and it's something that we could do a lot better on for sure.
Yeah, and I saw something in the paper a couple of days ago that apples now, they've opened up, the government has opened up, we'll be getting apples from China. And you would think that we would have enough apple growers in this country to sustain that. But I notice when you go to like Whole Foods or one of the other markets, they have to say where that fish comes from.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And that's part of the process of those places. You know, mm-hmm. It might not be a government regulation, But they want to promote that because that's what they're all about. It's the whole process. It's the same thing that we do at the restaurant. If we're going to buy really great product, we want our guests to know what they're eating. So we'll label it as that.
And you have your servers, I'm sure, very educated in the area, and they probably they're educated in the food business, and they tell the clients where the food comes from.
Exactly. And a lot of the servers and employees that we get come to us because they want to support the movement that we do, and they want to be there and be part of that.
Where are the young people in your industry coming from? Some of the local programs?
Yeah, well, we haven't had a lot of people come in lately because we haven't had very much turnover, which is great. But when we do get them in there, we try to source them from the local culinary schools or other restaurants in the area. But it's been really great. You know, Tucson is a U of A city, so we have a lot of our servers and bartenders stem off of that during the school season. But it's kind of a nice little eclectic group.
Okay, so the tasting event this is a benefit, funds raised will actually go to provide scholarships, right, for culinary students?
They do, and you know, our whole movement, it starts at the beginning. So it starts with the chefs and it starts with the farmers. And that's where we focus our scholarships to, which is the CCAP program, which is high school students, and the FERN program, which is farmers.
Wonderful. Ryan Clark, thank you very much. Congratulations on all the success you have had. It's good learning about the Slow Food event, which is Sunday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And if folks are interested in tickets, what would be the best way, Ryan?
They can go to our website, slowfoodsouthernaz.org, and there'll be a link on there to Eventbrite where you can purchase them.
Okay, Ryan Clark, thank you very much from Augustine Kitchen. He is the head chef there. He's also the author of Modern Southwest Cookbook, and that's available. Your cookbook is probably the best place on Amazon.
Amazon's the best spot, yep.
Ryan, thanks a lot.
Hey,
have a great week.
Thank you. Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you very much, Ryan. 12:16 now on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk money with Shelley Fishman on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report right after this.
Ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you landed 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering its promises, completing 149 out of 200 intersection improvements, 48 of 80 pedestrian safety crossings, 108 of 200 bus pullouts, and 226 miles of 500 promised bike lanes. Since the 2006 voter approval of the RTA plan, some 650 projects are completed. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome Shelly Fishman, who is on our Buckmaster Show live line. Shelly, how are you today?
I am well, Bill. How are you doing? And congratulations.
Thank you very much, Shelly. It's just been a really overwhelming week so far, and I'm just very, very gratified. Unlike many Tuesdays where we've had you here with us, the market has had a perchance to go south. Not today. It's a little bit flat. Is that right?
Well, it's flat, but I'm still seeing red on the Dow and also the S&P 500, so I'm not going to absolve you of your guilt yet.
Shelly, a lot of people talk about life insurance as an investment. Is it an investment category?
Well, it can be, Bill. That's a great question. There are some types of life insurance called term insurance that are taken out for a specific length of time, typically 10, 20, or 30 years, and they perform a particular function. For instance, if you are the breadwinner or the major breadwinner in your household and something should happen to you and you want to make sure that your salary is replaced for a period of time, say until your kids are out on their own or done with school, and you want to make sure that the mortgage is paid off, then you take an amount of life insurance to protect your family against the bad thing happening. That's not an investment in the strict sense of the word, that you know you put money in and you get money back. This is strictly insurance. This is protecting you against your premature death. There are, however, kinds of insurance that are normally grouped under a heading called permanent insurance, and they come under the title of universal life or whole life insurance, where the insurance actually earns money. The policy itself builds up cash value. So in addition to having the death benefit, you also have some cash value building up that can be used in many ways. And sometimes when it's appropriate, and only when it's appropriate, that can be the kind of most conservative part of your portfolio.
So, Shelly, when is the permanent insurance better than the term insurance?
Well, if your reason for taking the insurance out is to help fund your estate, in other words, you definitely want to keep that insurance for the rest of your life, and you want to make sure that your beneficiaries will get the death benefit when you die, then permanent insurance, that's one use of permanent insurance. Another use of permanent insurance is to let the cash value build up to a certain point, and then start withdrawing that cash. Now, that'll come off the death benefit when you do die, but so long as that insurance doesn't lapse, you can take that money out, and, oh, by the way, it's not taxable.
Hmm. So when you, well, could you sell the policy to others?
Great question. And it's the kind of question that insurance companies really hate, and they hate it with good reason. So when you first apply for life insurance, the person whose life is being covered is the person who the underwriting is done for. The owner of the policy has to have what's called an insurable interest in the person who is being insured. So if I'm taking a policy out on my partner or wife or husband or whatever, I have an insurable interest. In fact, if I'm taking the policy out on my business partner, I probably have an insurable interest. However, I can't take a policy out on a General Petraeus because I have no insurable interest in General Petraeus. And, you know, the fact that he may or may not be a good or bad insurance risk isn't the issue. I don't have a right during the application to pay for insurance for somebody like that. However, once the policy is issued, let's say I take a policy out on my parents. Once the policy is issued, the policy can be transferred by the current owner up to just about anybody that current owner wants to transfer to, and they don't need to have an insurable interest in the person whom they transfer to. So if I take a policy out on myself and then decide to sell that policy to, let's say, a speculator or a bank, who agrees to pay the premiums as long as I'm alive and then be the beneficiary, yeah, that's legal, and it's shoddy. But I probably get 2 calls a week on my website from people who want to do just that. I don't do it. I don't recommend it. There's lots of reasons why it's a bad idea, but it is certainly something that people can do.
Well, for who would a permanent insurance policy in their portfolio, who might that be a good thing for?
Well, you know, let's say that I'm a very healthy person. I'm in my 60s or maybe early 70s, and I have enough insurability left that, you know, let's say that I can afford $1 million policy, or I can take out $1 million policy. And let's say there's a bank that wants to buy that policy from me and become the beneficiary. Well, they'll not only pay the premium, they might pay me a monthly sum in addition. And then when I die, and they of course got their fingers crossed that I will die before the underwriting tables say I will, and if I die early, the bank will make out.
Well, it sounds very confusing, and is it difficult to get straight information? I know you're giving it to us right now, but is it difficult to get straight information about these insurance policies?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to somebody reputable, it shouldn't be difficult. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about somebody who has an interest in making money on your insurance policy, then they're going to paint it, of course, probably in the most advantageous light that they can. And, you know, Bill, if I'm the insured person who has sold that insurance policy and I had no other intention of buying life insurance, there's no harm, no foul, you know, except maybe to the insurance company, because my beneficiaries don't suffer since I wasn't going to take out a policy anyway. But if I take out $1 million policy, and let's say based upon my income and all my assets, I could only be covered for $1 million. And let's say 2 years later I decide, hey, I want to take out an insurance policy to protect my new spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it because I've already taken out all of the insurance I'm likely to get, and I've sold it to somebody.
Well, I would assume that some kind of a health exam would be mandatory before.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh? Absolutely.
Absolutely, but that's not even the point. The point is the amount of insurance. I mean, I can't, much as I'd like to, perhaps, I can't write a policy for $20 million on myself. I don't have the assets or the income that would warrant a $20 million life insurance policy. No life insurance company will give me a $20 million policy. They will probably limit my insurability, regardless of my health, to something less than that.
Shelley, can you take a quick call?
Sure.
Let's see if we can work Ingrid in here before the break. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Hi, just quickly. Is it, I think it's illegal, and I wonder why, to be able to take out an insurance policy on somebody else's life without that person's knowledge?
I don't know whether it's legal or not, and it may be different in each of the states. If you have an insurable interest in that person, theoretically you could do it, but keep in mind that that person is normally going to have to sign a waiver of some sort that says that they're giving the insurance company the right to go and get their health information.
Right.
So I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was saying that. Yeah, they would have to, something would have to be signed,
so
I'm sure.
Person, yeah. You know, the person is going to know that they've applied or somebody has applied for life insurance for them.
All
right. Normally implies that there might be exceptions.
You know, I can't think of any, but, you know, the world is very large, and there may be some exceptions out there. For instance, if you're insuring a minor who is, you know, has no bad health record, there's no exam required, and it may be, for instance, that if you're that person's legal guardian, that person doesn't need to know.
All right. Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Shell, where can we get more information about your work?
Well, at this guy who is this new awardee on his website, buckmastershow.com.
Thank you, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering.
Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for the Buckmaster Show as we speak with Dr. Mark Stegman, TUSD Governing Board member. Also, we'll talk with nutrition reporter Jack Challum, answering your health and wellness questions, all happening noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and anytime at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:35 on this Tuesday afternoon, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and we're making it very easy for you to hear the program. You don't need to really be anywhere near a radio. If you're around a computer, you can just log on to kvoi.com or my website, buckmastershow.com, and we have that live streaming capability, which means wherever you are in the world, if you're near a computer with internet, you can hear this show and this radio station. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, where we focus on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He's the founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of something called Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. You can visit crediblemeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. It's such a I'm so proud to be here with a Hall of Famer. I don't know if I could
ever
say that.
Does that mean I get, like, when these players win a championship, I can get a big old ring that's got the Hall of Fame there with surrounded by diamonds? No, that is just not – that's not my style. But
it's totally deserved.
Thank you very much, Ray. It's just a huge honor. And folks that I have not heard from in this business, and I've been in the business a long time, some of my colleagues that I worked with in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. up in San Francisco. I'm hearing from a lot of old friends, and it's been a really emotional 24 hours, I'll tell you.
I bet, and as I said, totally deserved. I can't think of anyone I've worked with that does such a good job as you.
Thank you very much, Ray Woosley. Your check will be in the mail, Ray. Okay. Credible Meds. I mean, the credible is the optimum word there. Of course, meds is important too, but you put credible in front of it, and we're trying to get credible medical information to the consumer.
Exactly. And you'd ask, well, why should I worry about that? Well, you know, I've practiced medicine for many years, and I watched it become a business. And that's when I started becoming concerned. Medicine, you know, ideally shouldn't be a business, but in this country, which I love, where free enterprise is so much at the core of our life.
And having our say.
Exactly.
Everybody has that right to that freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. It's just a core part, a tenet of our environment. But we recognized many years ago that when it comes to health, it's not totally a business, even though it is a business today. There are certain responsibilities that when you provide medical care or even advice, you have a responsibility for the people who you're talking to. And it shows up in our laws. You have to get FDA approval for devices and medicines. The FCC will punish you if you say things that are just unsubstantiated about medicines and healthcare. Or they try to. They try to keep up. But it's become important that we have a credible source of information. And that's what Credible Meds is about. We analyze the evidence. We try to put it out there. We don't accept any funds from the people who make money on medicine, either by providing the medicine, like the drug companies or the pharmacies who dispense it, or the insurance companies who make more money when you use less medicines. So there's that dogfight going on over whether you take a pill or not.
And the billions of dollars in marketing. I mean, turn on the evening news, the national news, and it's like, ask your doctor.
Yes.
Ask your doctor about this particular medication that is being touted.
Right. And, you know, again, many of those medicines are, and medicines save lives.
Mm-hmm.
They cost a lot of money today, and they're being promoted, and that promotion costs money. And we pay for it when we buy those prescriptions. So we need to really do our homework when we think about the medicines and that we take and the information that we hear about them. Because as Shelley said on the last segment,
mm-hmm.
there are people who will tell you what's great about something to get you to buy it.
Of course.
And hopefully they'll be honest, but they won't tell you everything. They won't give you all the, although the FDA requires on those ads on TV, they mention these horrible things that can happen to you. Most of us assume those won't happen to me.
And they also have a lot fine print at the very at the bottom of the screen about some of the side effects. Slip your headset on there, Dr. Woosley, and let's listen to a question from our friend Jim. Jim Kelly is with us, I believe. Jim, hi.
Hi, Bill, and congratulations on your fine award for the Hall of Fame. That's great.
Thank you, Jim.
Dr. Woosley, I've got a question. I was on a medication for about 4 months, and like 1 month it seemed to work, 1 month it didn't. 1 month it seemed to work, 1 month it didn't. And I was getting the medications from the same pharmacy. Is there a way to tell if you got a bad batch or a way to report if the medication, maybe, they, like I said, maybe it was just a bad batch or they got sold a phony med or something? How do you know?
It's difficult, Jim. What I would encourage you to do is go back to your pharmacist and have them check the records to see if it was coming from different sources. Sometimes the medicines can be, in Arizona, exposed to the heat that mm-hmm. could affect
sure.
their stability.
Yeah.
You may have been, maybe you weren't as careful controlling the heat and exposure mm-hmm. of your medicines. So it's unusual with the rigorous way that manufacturers have to go through the hoops today to test for those kinds of problems. A lot of people worry that maybe it's a generic substitution, but if you're going to a reliable pharmacist, ask them if your medicine is listed in the Orange Book, and that means it has been tested to FDA's satisfaction. So it's unusual. It may mean that your illness is changing or whatever the medicine was for. So again, a conversation with your doctor. Maybe the medicine was helping it for a while, but just was overwhelmed by something going on in your system.
Quick follow-up, Jim.
I just wanted to make sure because, again, there were a lot, the medication was in a controlled space and it didn't leave that space and the weather didn't change on that space. But exactly what you were saying is, I was just wondering if maybe there was a way to report it. You know, if you go to the doctor and the doctor would go, well, let's try another medication. You know, and it's like, well, is there a way to report to find out or to even test it either with the pharmacist or, bring it into the doctor and say, is this stuff really any good?
There is. The FDA has several ways to accept reports. So it's their FDA.gov website will guide you to, you can send in a fax, okay. You can phone somebody, multiple ways, and I encourage you to do so.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Good question about sourcing of our medicines, and they are coming from overseas, some of them, right?
Almost all of them,
yeah.
Frankly.
Okay. All right. We just have to trust that they are being monitored. What's all this dust up about the well-known Dr. Oz, Dr. Woosley?
That's a good question because it's one of the, he's one of the most voted, mm-hmm. most influential doctors in the world.
Yep.
And people watch his show, and he's been heavily criticized by Congress. He's been raked over the coals before Congress because many of the statements he makes about products on his show can't be substantiated. Products have never been tested. there are members of the medical community calling for him to step down from his academic position and stop touting products that he even admits that there is no data. He proclaims that it's his freedom of speech. He's an entertainer. But as I said earlier, in this society, we expect more from professionals who deal with our health.
Yeah, I mean, he's an entertainer, right? But he's also has an MD after his name. So he's also taken the oath.
Exactly. And when he has that oath and he has that MD and he says something publicly or to privately to someone about their health, he's assumed a responsibility for them. And with that responsibility comes the responsibility to be sure that what he says has some basis in fact.
All right. Crediblemeds.org is the place to go. And how does it work if someone, say they're taking a well-known medicine, or really maybe not so well-known? You've got pretty much the database for all, right? Pretty much all the medicines out there.
We have an ability. You can go on our website and make a list of your medicines. Mm-hmm. It will check to see if they have a certain form of side effects that we focus on. You can send that list by email to your doctor. You can carry it in your wallet, which is really important in case you're hit by a truck or something. Mm-hmm. The doctors who care for you will know what you're taking. So go to our website. We have about 900 visitors a day. We have 36,000 registered visitors who go to our website regularly. So we encourage you to join in and take control of your health care.
All right. Dr. Ray Woosley of CredibleMeds.org. Thanks a lot, Dr. Woosley.
Thank you, Bill. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much. 12:45 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Keith Rosenblum, who covers Mexico for us. I didn't even realize that there was an election south of the border coming up this weekend. We're going to hear about it from Keith right after this. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 650 projects to date, including pedestrian safety crossings, intersection safety improvements, and bus pullouts, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting.
And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're just about at 12:49 on this Tuesday afternoon in Tucson, Arizona. Keith Rosenblum is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. He writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He's the former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith is currently involved with a project called La Bien Vendida, a weekly shopping-style publication that the Arizona Daily Star is promoting in Sonora. And I think we have Keith on the live line coming back from Ciudad Obregón. Keith, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing very well, thank you, especially because I'm about to have a good lunch. And you're actually holding me up from having a good lunch in Santa Ana, Sonora.
Well,
sabotaging the actions of a good man.
There you go. 10 minutes or so, and you'll be back at that beautiful lunch that is waiting for you. I did not realize that there's an election coming up in Mexico this weekend.
Bill, there will be 9 governorships of 32 states that will be held on Sunday the 7th. And Sonora, where I am right now, and I have not been covering it, actually, I've just been living it like everybody else, is one of those 9. And in Sonora, it will be either Javier Gandara, who's from the Partido Acción Nacional, or the PAN party, or it'll be Claudia Pavlovich, who's from the PRI. She's currently, or actually on leave as a senator from Sonora. And Javier Gandara is a former mayor of Hermosillo. He's 70 years old, vigorous guy, very nice man, businessman. Claudia Pavlovich is a senator who, I'm not sure all the different interests of her family, but she's a product of government. And this election is going to be decided. It's not going to be decided on the 7th, that's all I can say. It's going to be down to a handful of votes. And even then, somebody's going to protest it because it's going to be a very close election.
The PRI was dominant for so many years, correct, in Sonora?
In the whole country, it was for a long time. President Fox was the first presidential or president from outside, and then Felipe Calderon was the second one. But for a long time, the PRI it was so powerful as a party that it actually had to throw bones to other parties just to induce them to come into the system, because it was a one party, basically a one party state, and the PRI controlled the entire apparatus of the bureaucracy as well. And so all of a sudden Mexico, I guess, got what it was wishing for, which is a multi-party system with teeth. So these little parties are not so little anymore, and the PAN, which was a kind of loyal opposition that allowed itself to be battered for many years, is actually now a significant player. And the incumbent governor of Sonora, Guillermo Padres, is from the PAN, and his candidate is Javier Gandara. And this is a good, contentious, nasty, in the finest tradition of American nasty elections, this is even nastier.
And what would you say, Keith Rosenblum, the major topic is, and what is the contention over in Sonora?
All right, well, sadly, it's actually which party is less corrupt than the other. Hello, does that ring bells? I'm less corrupt than you. And essentially, Mexicans or Sonorans are going to be voting for one of two elite groups. In other words, there is not between Javier Gandara or Claudia Pavlovich. This would be the equivalent of the U.S. would be two blue bloods fighting it out. These are people that are not that have not had to take to worry about taking public transportation or sell, you know, curios at the border. These are elites in the great. These are high pedigree individuals who have to come out of their mansions long enough to campaign and tell these masses with whom they have very little in common, vote for me. Somehow I'm going to represent you, even if you're a disenfranchised, alienated public. I'll represent you, or I won't be as bad as the other one when it comes to the next 6 years.
This is a 6-year term, 1 6-year term for governor in Sonora. How will that impact? Will either of them more beneficial to Arizona, or how do you see that?
Actually, I see it as being a very cool opportunity for both governors. Whoever the Sonoran one turns out and Governor Ducey, they'll both, both Gondra and Pavlovich have, they're free trade people. They're linked. Both of them are English speakers. My guess is both of them, either if they themselves aren't intimately involved in things in the U.S. I mean, Gondra, there's been a whole series of stories. The guy has a home in Tucson, a home in Scottsdale, homes in San Diego. He is not a stranger to the United States. I think that people in Arizona could look forward to a vigorous trade agenda if he comes in. And Pavlovich is the same way. Most of the people who surround her, I don't know very much about her myself. I've never interviewed her. But she would be as much a free trade, let's see what we can do with Arizona kind of governor. I see both as voting very well for Governor Ducey and whatever else is to come in the next, on the Arizona trade agenda.
Quickly changing gears here, the highly publicized, there was that bloodbath, I think it was in Jalisco, a shootout. But despite the big publicity over some of these real high-profile shootouts, murders in Mexico, homicides fell for a third straight year in 2014. So things are looking better in that regard.
Well, I'd like to say that the Jalisco thing was people were defending your honor, Bill. There were people that were actually on the side of, you know, should Bill Buckmaster be elected to the Arizona Broadcasters Hall of Fame or no? And that's what caused that particular incident. So that, we're already talking about something that's outside the, you know, purview of normal discussions. All I have to say is, I've said so many times, just ignore that stuff, that the five people that were murdered in Tucson last week or 2 weeks ago, whether it was the kid who was who went, you know, berserk or whatever, had the history of depression, and there were these were the South Side. I know of nobody in Mexico who woke up that day and said, "Gee, Tucson is appearing to be an unsafe place for me to go." The murder rate, the violent crime rate, all these things are pretty much identical. Once more, my mantra is ignore all that stuff. If you're not involved in it, you carry it, you have a total shield of immunity. Mexicans themselves don't worry about it. It's a bigger issue for people who are in broadcasting than it is for anybody at the ground level.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that insight, too, about that Jalisco shootout.
That shows how controversial of a decision it was. So,
when will we know who wins this election? You said it could be a week or two, or?
Well, ostensibly it's that day. The Mexicans have gotten to a point where they actually have poll results that are given in a kind of a tentative way. So in a normal election, if there is such a thing, you would know on that Sunday as well. There would be enough that would say it's clearly a Pavlovich victory or clearly a Gondra victory. And by the way, there's also 7 federal deputy positions. The mayors of all cities from Nogales, Obregón, Hermosillo, Guaymas, all those are, they have just 3-year terms. So all the mayor elections are also on Sunday. There will be some, I think some of those results will be clear, but here's what the Keith prediction is, and if this doesn't turn out to be right, then I expect to be banned from your show for at least a month or two.
Okay.
My prediction is that it's going to be so close that we won't know Sunday night, and I don't think we'll know until the fall. I think it's going to go to the, because it's going to be contentious. There's a huge amount of money that's been spent on this race, more per capita, by the way, than in a U.S. election. When you're governor of a Mexican state, you're pretty close to being an emperor, and you decide public works projects, and there's a lot of reason to go tooth and nail to win it. And so unless there's something that is way beyond my understanding, there'll be results that are given, but it's going to be 51 to 49, and probably not even that. It's going to be like more like decimal points that separate the two.
Okay.
They've both been, you know, touting their leads in polls and stuff, but that's bogus also. It's going to be neck and neck.
All right.
And I don't think we'll know for a couple months.
Time for your lunch, Keith. Thank you very much. Keith Rosenblum.
Appreciate the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Thanks. This portion of Buckmaster, presented by Silver City in Grant County, and makes a great weekend getaway, or longer, just 3 hours east of Tucson and about 15 degrees cooler in the area because of that elevation. Great hiking, camping, exploring historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a really lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Great places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. And me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander tomorrow afternoon at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.